Cuba and much more. Today is Thursday, June 8, 2023. The relations between Vietnam and Cuba currently move forward, the path of deepening opened during the recent visit of National Assembly Chairman Vuong Dinh-hue to that Caribbean nation. Cuban ambassador to Vietnam, Orlando Hernandez, said. The Cuban diplomat described Dinh-hue's stay in Havana and Santiago de Cuba as productive, broad, and comprehensive, and stressed that immediately after the visit, bilateral contacts increased, which is bearing fruit in the progress of economic relations. Hernandez made his remarks during a meeting organized by Fu Hai-ha, chairman of the Parliamentary Group of Friendship with Cuba, and the participation of members of that group, representatives of the Communist Party, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Vietnam Union of Friendship Organizations. Dinh-hue's visit marked a significant moment in our relations, the ambassador said, and added that Vietnam's representative could see the situation in Cuba due to the aggressions and the economic stifling policy by the United States. Walter Uliano Pistelli, Italian filmmaker, stated in Bolivia that he will travel to Cuba to personally express his disapproval to the attacks of extremist sectors against artists and writers of that country. Pistelli said in an interview with Prensa Latina, I will travel soon to Cuba to present my two-part documentary, Hijos de la Revolución and Ser Revolucionarios, in honor to the 95th anniversary of the birth of Comandante Ernesto Che Guevara. However, he said that his visit to Cuba is an expression of absolute solidarity with the Buena Fe Duo, the writer Nancy Morejón, and all Cuban creators. He added that decent people in the world reject the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against Cuba, and stressed that solidarity must now be multiplied because elements in Washington are trying to ban the presence of Cuban artists and intellectuals in other parts of the world. Chilean internationalists, Cuban residents, solidarity members, and friends of the revolution are participating in a campaign to support Cuba on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the attack on Cuartel Moncada. Since the first years of the revolutionary triumph in 1959, Chile received unconditional help from Cuba, so now it is our turn to return the hand of solidarity. Vasily Carrillo, one of the organizers of the initiative, declared. After Augusto Pinochet's coup d'etat and during the 17 years of dictatorship, thousands of Chileans lived their exile in Cuba. In the following years, many were trained for free in universities, among them more than 500 doctors, he said. Now, at a time when Cuba is suffering the effects of the tightening of the U.S. blockade and the COVID-19 pandemic, the Friends of the Revolution launched a two-month campaign, which began on May 26 and will run until July 29. Women playwrights, directors, and actresses from several countries give life in Santiago de Cuba to the 9th International Festival, The Writing of the Difference, which will last until Sunday 11. The exhibition of the documentary M2, A Collective Voice by Chilean filmmaker Lucia Rojas Maldonado, opened the debates behind this homemade reflection of the routines of women in the midst of COVID-19, isolation, face masks, and other social traumas of the disease. Creators from Guatemala, Spain, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, and Italy will take part in the event under the inspiration and direction of Italian actress and playwright Alina Narciso, director of the group Metec Alegre, and advocate of the visibility of female talent and branding on the stage. This year's edition pays tribute to Santiago poet Teresa Melo, who passed away last January and became a passionate promoter of the event, which was held in this city in 2011. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.